interesting.
Now, let's talk about this movie. It's The Rise of the Planet of the Apes.
Yes.
And it, where does it fit in the history of the Planet of the Apes movie? Is this like a prequel?
Yeah.
Is it a, oh, it's a prequel.
This is a prequel.
This tells you how we got to Planet of the Apes.
Yeah, exactly. Because the first, the 1968 film is actually supposed to be in the future.
Mm-hmm.
And so this is how Earth got taken over by the apes, or at least.
And are there actual apes in the movie? Did you work with apes in the movie?
I didn't work with any real chimpanzees. I worked with an amazing performer named Andy Serkis, who plays Gollum in The Lord of the Rings and actually played King Kong in that, in the Peter Jackson film. And he plays Caesar, the lead chimpanzee, through a process called performance capture. And it actually, you know, it sounds like all the CG work, you know, a lot of actors think it's the death of acting, but now technology has come around full circle so that you can actually just get to old-fashioned kind of two performers opposite right. each other that can actually look at each other. And we do all the scenes, and then afterwards they put the effects on him and make him look like a chimpanzee.
It's interesting.
Yeah.
It has come full circle like that.
Yeah, I mean,
you're right.
It's great. You don't have to act to tennis balls.
No. All right, so we're going to take a look at a scene here from Planet of the Apes, Rise of the Planet of the Apes. Opens Friday, James Franco. Take a look.
All right.
See what you mean now.
Yeah, it's a prequel, so
where it's actually one-on-one. You're really there with the actor.
And then like he, what did he have at the end? Looked like he was smoking a bong or something.
I don't know what he was doing. It's your movie, for God's sakes, James.